This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on the Live Feed, we're at the 5th Annual Red House Records Barn Fest with Eric Peltonimi. Eric Peltonimi is the president of Red House Records and is a singer-songwriter himself. We'll be listening to his live performance as well as talking with him about his role at Red House Records. I am Juan Galarza. You're listening to the Live Feed.
Could you tell us a little bit about your background?
Hi, I'm Eric Peltonimi. I'm the president of Red House Records, and I've been working in folk music for my whole life, going on about 45 years or so. And I've been a musician and so forth, but mostly I've been working with Red House now most of the last several years. We're having our 30th anniversary this year as a label, which is kind of remarkable.
How would you describe your sound?
It's sort of a culmination of a lot of influences of the years I've been listening to music, a lot of folk, a lot of rock, some blues. More and more lately I'm getting into jazz and jazz influences and so forth, yeah.
Can you talk to me a little about your recording career and what releases you're most proud of?
Well, I don't record that often. I'm in one sense of myself, but I record lots of people. So I'm particularly proud of a lot of the records we put out on Red House Records. Some that I produced myself, some that I haven't. And I love what we put out. And I think our endurance is testimony to what we've done, the quality of what we've done. We have a great reputation as an independent record label internationally. Personally, I put a record out back in 1995 called Songs of Sad Laughter, which I'm really proud of.
Welcome to the 5th Annual Barn Fest from Red House Records. It is also the 30th anniversary of Red House Records. One of the very good reasons that so many artists sign with Red House Records is because of our next gentleman here. Eric Peltonimi is a singer-songwriter himself. He knows how to communicate with artists. Toured the U.S., toured Canada all throughout the 70s and 80s. He's part of one of my favorite all-time trios, Trova, with Ruth McKenzie and Jeffrey Wilcom. Remember Trova? So would you please welcome the heart, the soul, and the president of Red House Records, Eric Peltonimi.
Hey, everybody. Great. This is a song that I wrote years ago for a play called 10 November. You might have heard it sung on the radio a few times by Prudence Johnson. Water as blue and gray as steel, echoing like a horn. Hear the cry of the hawks that fly where the thunderheads are born. Few are remembered, few are remembered, few are remembered. You're sleeping on and on in the garden of the water, dreaming on the origins of iron. Drizzle of the rain up there on the surface, breathing every molecule of time. Thank you. lying on my back. I can see those little windows, the silver clouds of fishes do expose. And far away the gulls, I hear them fall and scream above the lakehead where the timber grows. Take time for a stranger like me.
Thank you. Writing a lot of songs. I keep writing songs even though I'm not performing much anymore, and it gets in your DNA and you can't stop it. And as you get older, you start thinking back and you try not to be too sentimental or nostalgic, but it happens. I grew up in a small farming town in central Minnesota, and not too far from my grandfather's farm, and we spent a lot of time out there. My mother would dump us out there sometimes when she needed a break. So we spent a lot of time out there. And so I've been writing a bunch of songs lately about that era and that generation. And here's one that's I wrote when my dad passed on. What color crown, Daddy, what color crown? When we fill her up, Daddy, what color crown? At the Standard Oil Station in this little farm town. What color crown, Daddy, what color crown? My daddy bought a new car, we're out on a drive. I'm 5 1/2, it's 1955. It's a black and white two-tone, two-door Ford Fairlane with a sweet pink interior, and we're rolling down Main. We've been to the old folks, showed the cousins and friends, been half round two counties, and we're back home again. Just waving to strangers on the street when we pass. This V8 is thirsty, better get us some gas. What color crown, Daddy, what color crown? The red or the white one, Daddy, what color crown? At the Standard Oil Station in this little farm town. What color crown, Daddy, what color crown? Jimmy comes out with a rag in his hand. He says, ooh, what a car, would you look at that man. Daddy said, fill her up, Jim, with the high test tonight. We all done with that red crown, use a pump with the white. Thank you.
fair reward. Like so many dear people, just like that old Ford. But I can see them in heaven, and they're smiling on down. At the foot of their maker, everyone wears a crown. What color crown, Daddy, what color crown? Are they wearing in heaven, Daddy, what color crown? And when I get there with you and I bow my head down, what color crown, Daddy, what color crown? What color crown, Daddy, what color crown?
Thank you. My grandfather's farm was on the east side of the community of New York Mills, Minnesota, and when he retired, he moved into town, but sold it to some people, and then the United States Highway Department decided they'd be a good way to bypass the city of town of New York Mills was to go right through that farm, so it's no longer there. But it was a big part of my growing up.
Going down, going deep, falling through the veil of sleep, back to when I was not who you see. I was a child, oh yeah, and I was still me in a pasture and meadow green in the cool of the shade in the heart of a tree. Falling through of sleep.
That was Eric Peltonimi's live performance at the 5th Annual Red House Records Barn Fest in Red Wing. And now we go back to the interview. You're listening to the live feed.
How would you describe performing in front of a live crowd?
Well, it's something, when you don't do it very often, it's a little bit more of a challenge. I'm not normally out there hitting it in front of the stage, whereas some of the artists here who are at Red House today are performing all the time. And it's a craft that they're finally tuning. It's the most visible part of an artist's career. Those few minutes they're on the stage are when everybody sees them and interacts with them. Behind those half-hour, hour sets that you see is a lot of hours of work and travel, and arranging and so forth, and all kinds of stuff. So it's the easy part of music.
So what do you think would be the hardest part about being a musician or president of Red House Records?
Well, I think the challenge today in this industry, whether you're a performer or a record label or whatever, since the advent of digital and downloading and so forth and file sharing and streaming, the challenge is getting paid. If somebody's tune is played on Spotify, for example, they're probably getting 0.001 cent for that play. And so if you're trying to build a career, pay your bills, pay for the recordings that you're putting out and so forth, all of that, it's a challenge. And there's a lot of people doing it nowadays, so being able to gig is where the money is, and sometimes it's hard getting that venue to play in. So it's tough. And the same with record labels. We put a lot of effort and time, and we have staff that we have to pay for, and of course we want to make our little sliver of the each dollar that's spent buying that music. And much to the surprise of a lot of people, the portion that a record label gets out of a sale of a record is very small. So it's volume that we're concerned about.
Okay, so you talked about the hardest part about being a musician. What do you consider your favorite part?
I like writing. I like writing a lot, and I like writing for other voices. I used to work a lot in the theater, and I have I still now and then dabble with it, but I've written shows and worked in Los Angeles and Chicago and in various places, as well as the Twin Cities and Seattle and different theater towns. And just, you know, writing a show is great, and just seeing it come out of the voices of the actors on the stage and seeing all your work come to life up there is terrific.
Do you have any plans for the future for yourself as a musician and for the record label?
I think the plans for Red House is to keep marching on and keep fresh and vital. We want to be worthwhile to our artists. We want to be a value to them as well as the public, and we want to keep doing that. Personally, I think I'd like to play more. I'm not sure. I think I have my hands full with this record label, but I'm always looking for opportunities to play more.
If people want to hear more about you or want to find out more about Red House, where should they go?
I'd say go to www.redhouserecords.com. It's the best place to go. I'm going to do a song that Trova used to do in the old days. Inspiration for this song actually came not far from here in Red Wing. Down on the above Red Wing are some bluffs up there that high above the river valley, and had a friend down there who had horses up on the top of there. He kind of raised thoroughbreds. And I went up there one time in the middle of January. The wind was just whipping around. And we went to look at his horses up there in the field. And he had a mare that he'd had for a number of years who was completely blind. And he had her in her own pasture because the other horses kind of picked on her a lot. But she was still a good breeding mare. And he would periodically breed her. And then for about a year, her new foal was actually her eyes. She would lead her around the pasture. But she was doing fine. And this is a song that I was inspired by, that little horse.
never know by looking out your window. A shaggy pony is shivering and freezing by the window. And the wind that cut across that steel gray sky whistled in her ears as it came whipping by. It said, pony, run, run. Beneath your icy lashes, deep in your eyes, I can see the centuries. And in the sinew and the bone inside your body, a thousand ancient memories. As I am out here sailing beneath the dome of this great sky, there is no more sorry sight than you that I can spy. Falling down to cinder. And for so many people, it's been a long and a cold, hard winter. But the child of oppression will rise up in the end. When springtime is returning, she will smell it in the wind. And like a pony, she'll run.
A little tune I've been working on. I do a lot of walking these days, and I a lot of time on the streets of the city. I like to hike in urban. I call myself an urban hiker, and since I started doing that a few years back, you get a different vantage point on life in these twin cities, under bridges, different types of places, and past people on the street that live out there all the time and stuff. And when I was young, I used to see that all the time because I was probably there myself. But it's good to be reminded of that. So this is a little tune I call Somewhere. Someday, somewhere, someway, I don't care. We're gonna find our place. We'll find our place somewhere. Someday, sweet day, somewhere, some way, I don't care. We're gonna find our place. We're gonna find our place somewhere. You know, a fox got his den, and a bird's got her nest. But oh, so many people got no place to rest. Just look around, you see so much pain. So many God's children out in the rain. This poor old world ain't no wonder it's blue. Hey, ask the moon. He'll tell you it's true. We do the best we can do. Oh, me and you, ain't that true? And so on to us, let me offer this prayer, that you got shoes on your feet, clothes you can wear, and be safe out on the street, get some good food to eat, and a nice warm bed, and a nice warm bed tonight. Somewhere, someday, I don't care. We're gonna find our place. Gonna find our place somewhere. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you.
That was Eric Peltonimi's live performance at the 5th Annual Red House Records Barn Fest. More information about Eric or Red House Records can be found at redhouserecords.com. I am Juan Galarza. Thank you for listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.